That's always a good thing because we talk recycling with Brianna Coble. I get you twice a week. I'm a happy guy in April just because of that, the much-recognized Brianna Coble.
So. Well, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's sunny out. It's cool. It feels like spring. It's great.
It's April.
Yes, which means recycling.
Means recycling, Earth Day, Earth Week, and everything pertaining to the Earth, which is like recycling.
Absolutely. So, as we've been talking about all month long and, you know, every year prior, in April, we run our aluminum can promotion, which means you get a premium price on that aluminum if you're going to come and recycle it over at the Wilkin County Recycling Center. So, all month long, it's 45 cents per pound, 47 cents per pound if you have over 100 pounds, or if you're going to donate those cans to a group, then it's 47 cents per pound as well. So, get your cans in.
Get your cans in.
Exactly.
Get your cans moving.
Bring them down to me. You know, we're halfway through the month. We've hit close to 4,000 pounds so far. So, that's pretty good considering the weather that we had at the beginning of the month.
Yeah, kind of sloppy.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm hoping we hit that 10,000 pound mark. Usually, we do. We used to shoot for 20,000. But now that curbside recycling has become so common for so many people, you just don't see as many people that are going to save their cans just to redeem them in. They like to get rid of them quickly through those curbside bins, or they visit our recycling containers throughout all the communities in Wilkin County, and then they get rid of those cans on a regular basis, so they don't have to store them. So it's your preference.
Yeah,
gonna get them either way.
45.
But do you want a little money for them?
Yeah, 45 is not a bad premium.
No, it's not. And I was looking back through the last few years. We did 45 cents per pound last year. I think the year before that we were in that realm, but the year before that, I know, I think it was like 78 cents or something like that. It was
crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
And that was just, you know, the special variability within the market and all those things.
We've talked about this before, but how is that determined? How do you look at the price and go, okay, this is where the premium came? Is it just the call for aluminum?
So we work with Minn Kota Recycling up in Fargo.
Okay.
And they purchase the recyclables that we bring in, and that's how the price is kind of established. Is based on what they're going to give us when we sell it, and then we kind of figure it out for there. We have a little formula as far as what we can pass on. But in terms of other recycling, don't forget we do also recycle newsprint, magazines, phone books, plastic, tin cans, glass, fluorescent light bulbs, oil, antifreeze, oil filters, tires, and a few other things too.
Everything but unwanted children. That's going to be the new slogan.
That went
I don't
dark.
Know. That just flew into my head.
Holy buckets. and we do have those grass and leaf bins out. We were able to get those out yesterday. So that's on Pope Street behind Favorites Deli if you drive over the levee.
Okay.
Those bins are out there. Please remember, no branches and no bags. We like to keep those clean. So no branches. And if you have the material bagged, rip those bags open, drop the material in. Don't leave the bags there.
The leaves and clippings.
Yep, that's it.
Period.
Leaves and clippings.
Period.
No branches, no bags.
Okay.
So, no mulch, please.
Yeah.
Things like that. It doesn't go so well in there. And if you have branches and larger things like that to get rid of, just contact Breckenridge City Hall, and they can give you a key so you can get to the dump site north of town, and then you can get rid of those branches.
Okay. Easy. See, you guys make things so easy over there.
We try.
You really do.
Because if you don't make it easy, people don't want to do it.
That's true.
Yep,
and
exactly.
Speaking of which, this is a drive-through thing on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays. So tomorrow, you're going to be open at recycling.
Correct. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're open from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Saturdays, we're open 8 until noon, and you just drive on up. They open the door, you drive in, we'll help you unload things, and then send you on your way.
Yeah, and no hockey pucks.
No hockey pucks.
Don't crush cans.
Nope, don't crush those cans. It just doesn't work for us.
All right.
So, thank you.
You bet. So what else?
Oh, was that too fast today?
We did burn
through it really fast.
I'm telling you, that's a lot of good information.
Though. Yeah. Let's see. What else? Well, I handed you that flyer over there.
You did. I'm going to get this on our promo sheet for the Boy Scouts, Troop 346.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They are having a pre-Mother's Day pancake feed on May 4th.
Okay.
And that's going to be over at the community center. And that's a fundraiser for them to help offset camp costs and et cetera throughout the year. But it would be a nice little breakfast pre-Mother's Day. Bring your mom out there. Bring your grandma. Bring any special ladies in your world. And then kids can decorate a cookie and make a card. And some other things will be going on there. But it's all free will offerings.
What a great day. Yeah, seriously, what a great absolutely. Day. This could be a nice family tradition you'd get started
with. Well, and everyone just gets so busy on Mother's Day because you already have plans or you have a tradition already. So this is just a nice thing to help build up to that special day.
We going to see you on Friday?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's been, I don't know why, it's just been burning through my head today. That and the line about unwanted children, too.
I'm going to try to forget that you said that.
Well, you'll recycle just about everything.
Yes.
Okay. But correct. That, see, so.
You are correct. That is not something that we accept at our facility.
Teach me to try to be funny with you on a Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll see you on Friday, and we'll talk more about emergency management.
Yes, absolutely.
And the month of April, all right?
Absolutely.
See you then. It's 8:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.